So to start off this podcast, I want to start with a prayer. Dear God, thank you for this moment and for giving me the strength to show up today. Not just for others, but for myself. And as I step into this space, I ask that you calm my nerves, guide my words, and use my voice as a vessel for truth, healing, and light. Let what I speak reach those who need it. Let it be honest, real, and full of love. Remind me that I don't have to be perfect. I just have to be present. And give me the strength and the courage to share my story with confidence, the grace to stay grounded, and the strength to keep going even when it feels scary. Thank you for trusting me with this voice, this moment, and this platform. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey girl, hey. Welcome to the very first episode of my podcast. My name is Destiny, if you don't know that already. And I've been wanting to create this space for quite some time now. If any of you remember, maybe a year ago, I made the announcement on my 29th birthday or around my 29th birthday that I wanted to start this platform. So it's been that long. I remember sitting on the beach in Cabo with my best friend, Vinay. Shout out to Vinay. And we were brainstorming ideas and putting things together. I was showing her my logo and everything. And, you know, she gave me her full-on support for it. And it's just been, you know, a full year of, one, life changes. And just also me not feeling comfortable or confident enough to go ahead and start this, but I think the year of contemplation and getting everything in place as far as, you know, the LLC and everything just kind of placed me in the space of being like, yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. This platform is going to be a place where we can talk life, growth, healing, and all the real stuff in between. I'm talking the nitty-gritty. I want this space to be as real, as raw as it comes. And today's episode is definitely special because not only is it my first, but a major shift just occurred in my life, and that is me stepping into, we're not gonna call it the dirty 30s because we're not going to be dirty for the 30s. I'd rather leave the dirty in the 20s and take my 30s as a new wave, a new chapter. So we're going to call it the clean 30s. And all I just want to say is that it's already been a journey. The last 6 months, or the first 6 months of 2025, I should say, have been a huge shift in my both personal, my career, and just, it's been a huge, huge shift. And I think I love that for me, especially because I finally placed some boundaries. I finally realized what it was that I want for me. And it just wasn't the first 6 months of 2025. It has been something that's been brewing for years at this point. Something that has been needed in my life. And for me, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, if I'm going to take this positive step into my 30s and make sure everything was what I needed it to be and make sure I flourish well in my 30s, I needed to go ahead and cut a few things off within my life. So, whether you're already in your 30s, almost there, or just love a good soul chat, just stick with me, you know? We gonna get through this together, and let's get into it. Let's lay it all out. Lay it on the ground. And all I'm gonna say is, woo. This shift in both my mindset, energy, and priorities has been a great shift. Don't ever think of that shift of being negative. It's going to take some negative things to shift you, to push you. But at the same time, that just means you're being forced out of that comfortability. And that's a lot of things people don't know how to do or don't know how to, you know, pull themselves out of, is that comfortability, that complacency. When you're forced to be uncomfortable, you move, correct? People don't move. They don't shift. They don't accept things for what they are. And it's hard. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, me being uncomfortable or me being in uncomfortable positions has been easy, because it hasn't. It's been extremely hard. I'm one person where when I find something, I like it, I stick to it. Heck, my Starbucks order has been the same for the last 12 years, almost 15 years, I believe. So I am one person that when I get comfortable, I stay. And I think that's what the shift of 2025 or the shift of me turning 30 was altogether, was, sis, we got to move around. Sis, we can't remain comfortable in this position. You have to move. You have to pivot. I've been using the word pivot a lot lately. There were a few things going wrong with I'm not gonna say the preparation for my birthday party, but my personal preparation. My wig didn't come, and the person I was supposed to cook my meats for my party wasn't able to do it. And I just kept saying, we pivot. We don't stay in a moment. We pivot. And I pivoted. Everything that came my way, every obstacle I had to overcome, we pivot. I think that's going to be the word of this episode. Pivot. I was going to make it comfortability, but pivot. Understand what pivot means and how to pivot, because you have to. You have to. And when I say that, it's just because my 20s were wild in the best and worst ways. And one of the things I didn't know how to do or I didn't understand was that sometimes you got to pivot. You can't stick in those moments for too long. You have to pivot. So I was learning myself, bumping my head, and trying to figure out love, careers, and friendships, and everything in between. But I wasn't pivoting in those moments that I needed to. And I'm not gonna lie, I thought I was grown at 25. I thought I had it all under control. I thought I had everything I ever needed and or wanted. And between 25 and 30, life showed me that, sis, you got it, but you ain't got it for real. And that's also something that comes with being the oldest. Like, I have a total of 7 siblings on both sides. On my mother's side, there's 5 of us. On my father's side, there's 3 of us. I'm the oldest on both sides. I didn't have an older sibling to teach me what to do, what not to do, how to pivot, how to not be, you know, stuck in uncomfortable positions. I had to figure it out on my own, pretty much. My mother, we practically grew up together. We figured it out together. But she still laid down a positive foundation of, this is what you need to make sure you're able to do. And that was, I'm not gonna say survive, but this is what you need to do to move around in the real world. And that was always, always place my priorities first. Priorities over everything. And I truly love her for that. Shout out to my mom. If you know her, you know. If you know, you know. But this shift into my 30s is something that I'm extremely excited for. And I hope y'all are ready to come along for it. I mean, I know it's just day one. It's just episode one. But hopefully at episode 100, we looking back at this and we're saying, wow. She really did it. 100 episodes. 1,000 episodes. 5,000 episodes. I'm really, really hoping you guys come along on this journey with me while in my 30s. I'm out of breath, y'all. And all I'm going to say is, just to kind of close this out, is that my 30s feel like walking into a new room with soft lighting, with the candles lit, and a playlist going, you know, my early 2000s, because I love my early 2000s. But it's still me. It's just me going into a different room, into a different space. More upgraded, more confident, more self-aware space. And I'm not trying to be perfect anymore. I'm just trying to be present. All right, y'all. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this moment with me. I know it's been a long time coming, but we're here now. And I hope you still be here when we get to episode 5 or 10 or 100. But we're going to be here and we're going to talk it out, okay? And if you're stepping into a new season of your life, whether it's your 30s, a mindset shift, or just trying to get back to being you, I hope this episode reminded you that growth is beautiful. And so are you. Make sure to follow this podcast so you don't miss what's coming next. Make sure you get your notifications. Because I got so much more to say. And when I say, we're talking relationships, healing, self-worth, and all the things we don't usually say out loud but need to, that's what we're discussing. And I'm going to give you guys a realness of it. Just from my experience, though, because I know my experience may be different from everybody else's. But I hope y'all stick around just so that we can chat and keep things 100. So, until next time, be real, be soft when you can. And don't forget, you're allowed to take up space. And if you become uncomfortable, you pivot. My name is Destiny, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Love you, bye.